Hey, this is Mistress Daphne, and I am here to do a public service announcement. I want to talk about the things that one needs to consider when you do not use protection, condoms, for example, with strangers and/or one-time sex partners. This won't be the sexiest of posts, but one I feel needs to be written. Now to start, you know I have sex with people whose names I do not know, whose sexual history is foreign to me, and who I will never see again. I have gone to the glory holes a number of times, though not lately, sadly, and have sucked strangers' cocks. I have also had random sex with plenty of women throughout the years, and I really, really want you to know that what I say pertains to me as well. Now, I know that there's a huge fear of testing. I beg of you not to be afraid of knowing the results. Fear is what keeps most people from testing. The what-if factor can ruin your health and the health of whomever you're having unprotected sex with. Just get tested. For most infections, including HIV, there are treatments, if not even cures. The saying, knowledge is power, is absolutely correct. The more you know about your body, the better able to make decisions in the future. I am serious. If you are scared, even scared out of your wits that you might find out, email me, Daphne@EnchantrixEmpire.com, and I will find resources for you to help you make your decisions. I know because I have been there. I am not preaching anything to you that I do not know about firsthand. I would never say any of these things if I did not know what you might be feeling and fearing. I am here to tell you that it is scary. It can be awful to learn that you have an infection or three. It can be terrifying figuring out a way to tell your spouse you have an infection, but you're not alone in this. I can help you find resources in your area to get you the supportive help you need so you can do your best to protect yourself and those around you. Testing. If you have even one encounter of unprotected sex with a partner whose sexual history you do not know, you should be tested, not only for HIV, but other sexually transmitted infections. They used to call them STDs, some people still do, but STI is more common. I am tested every 6 months because I'm sexually active, but not as much as I used to be. If I was as sexually active as even 10 years ago, I would be tested every 3 months. Breathe. I can feel your stomach clenching from here. Breathe deep and stay with me. Feel my hand in yours. You do not have to go to your own doctor to be tested. You can be tested completely confidentially in any number of labs or centers. Google, where can I go to have STD testing? Look for places that do confidential testing, meaning they do take your name but do not tell anyone but the state for statistical purposes. I know that many of you just said, fuck that then, right when I said that. I could have left that part out about them reporting your name to the state. But I need you to trust me. I want you to know that I do understand. And again, knowledge is power. If you take your health in your hands instead of them leaving them to the fates, you will be way better off, and so will those around you. I know because I know that the bigger fear is infecting your partner and she finding out on her own because she has to be treated. So instead of waiting for that day, just get tested, treated, tell her if you want or need to, if she needs to be tested herself, and then be strong and work with the outcome. You are still not alone. There are so many services that will help you tell your partner if there is bad news. If you're positive, the state does know who you are, but that is kept so private, no one can possibly find you. Even when they send the results to the Center for Disease Control, your name and any identifying information is stripped from the information that they give. Being treated. Just like confidential testing, you can be confidentially treated as well. There are many places to go for treatment, including the local LGBTQ center in your area. If you're worried about seeing someone you know, travel to the next town or across the city if you need to, but get treated. HIV is no longer the death sentence it once was. I have friends who've been HIV positive for over 20 years now. Medications are amazing. There are even immediate post-exposure medications you can take. If you want more information on medications, I can steer you towards resources. The choice is yours. You are the one who ultimately decides whether to be tested or not. You are the one who chooses to be treated or not, to tell your partner or partners or not. You are the one who has to live with the decisions, not me. But I want you at least informed. You can take the information and make an informed decision. That is all I ask. And then here are some resources for more information. The CDC. And then also there's a wonderful wiki called Men Who Have Sex with Men, MSN. And that's a pretty common acronym right now, MSM, Men Who Have Sex with Men. And that's a way to look it up as well. If you have any questions, any concerns, any thoughts, please feel free to let me know. I'm here to listen. And I really, really, really care about you a lot. This is Mistress Daphne, loving you.